This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Five new members of the RTD board will be sworn in tonight. CPR's Nathaniel Miner reports they'll have a lot of work to do.
RTD's 15-member board oversees one of the largest government agencies in the state. The agency is hoping to turn a corner after a tough 2020. COVID vaccines could eventually get more passengers back on buses and trains. And a new shot of federal stimulus money could help prevent some layoffs. But budget issues will likely persist for years. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Pueblo's historic and now vacant Keating School is set for redevelopment, KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
Six sandstone columns stand at the entrance to the classical revival-style building. Initially constructed in 1927 as a junior high school, it's now vacant. The building is walking distance from the Arkansas River and popular Union Avenue district. Corrine Kaler leads the nonprofit group managing the project.
The whole building inside and out has had very little work done to it over the years. They have really preserved the historic aspects of the building.
It'll likely be a year before renovations can get underway, and it could take about 5 years to complete. For KRCC News, I'm Shauna Lewis in Pueblo.
Colorado's high school basketball players will have to wear masks at all times during games this season, including while they play. The Colorado High School Activities Association announced the rule Monday. This year's high school basketball season is scheduled to start January 18th. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.